Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. New Orleans has reopened Bourbon Street, the site of yesterday's deadly truck attack. The Sugar Bowl kicks off an hour from now at the city's Superdome. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
I want to reassure the public that the city of New Orleans is not only ready for game day today, but we're ready to continue to host large-scale events.
New Orleans hosts the Super Bowl next month. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen has the latest on the investigation into the truck attack.
A day after federal authorities said 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar was likely working with other co-conspirators, today they say they no longer believe that.
We're confident at this point that there is no accomplices.
FBI Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Rea now says they believe that Jabbar was a lone wolf.
The FBI says Jabbar was not on any federal government watch list. The Bureau says he had planted two improvised explosive devices on Bourbon Street and that he had originally planned to hurt his family and friends, but decided to garner more attention with the truck attack. As for yesterday's truck explosion in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas yesterday.
No definitive connection at this point. Nothing definitive, key word there, between the attack here and the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas.
CBS's Tony DeCopel. Authorities say the man found dead in that Cybertruck was likely the same active duty special forces soldier who had rented it. He had shot himself in the head before the explosion. Las Vegas County Sheriff Kevin McMahon says police found a lot of items in the truck.
A military identification. We also found a passport. We found a Desert Eagle 50 caliber semi-automatic pistol.
Investigators called the explosive rudimentary. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has authorized a delegation to continue negotiations in Qatar toward a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Israeli media say the delegation will depart Friday. There's been no comment from Hamas. Many Americans have been left in limbo over the changing insurance coverage of those obesity medications.
While West Virginia's state employee health insurance program covers drugs like Ozempic for people with type 2 diabetes, officials decided to indefinitely pause covering their use for weight loss patients because of the cost. Other state and private insurers have taken a similar action for the drugs, which can cost patients more than $1,000 per month if they have to pay out of pocket. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and North Carolina state employee public insurance agency stopped covering the drugs for weight loss last year. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Rough afternoon on Wall Street. After a good start to the day, the Dow is now down 251 points. S&P down 31. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Brew City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help. as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose their top defensive back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Cornerback Jair Alexander suffered a knee injury back in October against the Jaguars. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if there were any updates.
Yeah, I would expect Ja, most likely he's going to be done for the rest of the year.
Is that injury related?
Yes.
So you have the surgery?
Yes.
Alexander had his right knee scoped on Tuesday. A report says he could be back by mid-February if the Packers are in the Super Bowl. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what it's been like watching Jair struggling to come back.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, he's dealt with, you know, this injury pretty much all year. Obviously, we wanted him to be back out there, but, you know, injuries are part of the game, so we understand that. We know that he's been working, you know, or he was working to, you know, try to get back, but it's like every time he was trying to, he would tweak it again, so it's a part of the game.
NBA, the Bucks in action tonight in Milwaukee. They host the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. As winds become feisty overnight tonight and throughout tomorrow, dragging our temperatures down to highs near 20. Slapping a wind chill on top of that, it's really going to be feeling more like single digits. But we'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 30.
From 1966, it's The Association and Along Comes Mary on WRJN. That was their first big hit. The Association had a hard time getting a record deal. They signed to a small label called Valiant Records, and they were rewarded when that song became a hit, and also when their follow-up song, Cherish, went to number one. Now, Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information for you to share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is the bowler hat was designed for protection. Yep, the hat was originally intended to protect people's heads from branches when they rode on horses. It's called a bowler hat because the prototype was designed by Thomas Bowler in the mid-1800s, and now it's only worn by the fanciest of people.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the
cause breaking up is hard to do.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Going to be chilly tonight, looking for a low of 15. Tomorrow, sunny and 23. Saturday, sunny and 22.
The Linda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. That died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who stays in the moon, play games behind me, I'll be what I am. The solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal being time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong. Behind me, I'll be what I am.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM, on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha, or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Bruce City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. As winds become feisty overnight tonight and throughout tomorrow, dragging our temperatures down to highs near 20. Slapping a wind chill on top of that, it's really going to be feeling more like the single digits. But we'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Question asking me, this is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way that I find out. Open up the window, let some air into this room. Choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared you to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
She's a
Mama told me.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Says here, researchers at the Mayo Clinic calculated that chewing gum burns up about 11 calories an hour. This means that someone who chews gum every waking hour for a year will lose about 11 pounds. Hardly seems worth it to me.
Everybody. better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, children. What's that sound?
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. And tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. Single day singing.
Have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked.
just look at them and sigh and know they love you.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, the UW men's basketball team returns to the hard court. Their next game is coming up tomorrow night. We'll have the game for you at 5 o'clock. They take on Iowa. Matt LePay has the call of the game right through the tournament. See the entire WRJN sports lineup on demand at WRJN.com.
We'll be right back.
8 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
gonna see now?